I think, therefore I am. I think, therefore I think I am. I am what I think, and what I think is therefore what I am. And so Descartes whispers to me that writing is an art. A painter only wishes to breathe an image upon a canvas. A writer only wishes to pour perfect prose, to ejaculate a perfect proverb, like every stride a sprinter runs in the 400-meter dash. What it takes is lungs and a lust for cash and a disgust for pain as language fills your veins. Call it your neurochemical smash. Endorphins enter each and every nerve and a chill shivers. It will beat the pill up to your fill. Your eyes freeze still. There's a form of beauty in pastel and paint colors and writing and rights and love for others and homosexual San Francisco parades and floats and hearing stereo red and blue notes in words spoken over blood red roses and sexual pleasure and dance and tension in the so-called freedom of art and expression. Put out the green dollar bills to fund our children's humanities to free their poetic selves instead of paying your smiling politician to come himself. Tax money spent on porn for political masturbation. Words spurting the rhetoric cock came. The Oval Office is raped. You must understand. Hunter S. Thompson humped the American dream, but at least it was consensual. Nothing but a journalist who's way too over-sensual, dropping LSD, popping from A to Z, snorting his prose with typewriter tumors, starting brain rumors to expose the armpits of USA political sex. Play. Impose your linguistic rows of fragrant after burning word clothes, powerful euphonic ideas that froze once every man's hit and every man crows. He closes his eyes and begins to doze. The ecstasy of language flows and snows. He knows it knows. I know. I know. Henceforth, I think. Therefore, a little child thinks she picks up a guitar with Hendrix aspirations. She wishes to go far, but K-12 is sounding more and more like Kmart. The bright-eyed students fill up the shopping cart, put through our tax register and bagged into universities, living trailblazed with a set of straight C's to manage Walmarts and overpaid metrocities, extrapolating rooms with the metropolis tombs. Please stop these wombs of economic atrocities. Scratch me free of this disgusting worker bee disease. My brain gives us a life, so my muscle pulls a trigger. Within a split second, the mind leaves. Today, Descartes would have it all wrong. I think, therefore, I cease to be.